Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. Congratulations to the state of Michigan. But, Joe, based on your last excursion to a cold climate, I don't think you're going to be visiting Michigan anytime soon.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Ew, up there.
Don't get crazy. Yeah, don't get crazy.
We'll just avoid you. Yeah, they got legalized in Florida.
I'll wait till Sean goes back for another weekend. Game, exactly. And then, he can play some bets for me.
There you go. Exactly. Just send a text to him. All right, let's get into it, guys. Major League Baseball. Third baseman Anthony Rendon has agreed to a seven-year, $245 million contract with the Los Angeles Angels. There is no opt-out clause in the contract, but there is a full no-trade clause. He's doing a physical tomorrow and will be introduced on Saturday with the team. Owner Artie Moreno has made it a priority to surround Mike Trout with more talent, and Rendon is a big piece of the puzzle. So we'll see what happens this season if Anthony Rendon and Mike Trout can get that team going and into the postseason in the American League. Guys, the NBA, Kawhi Leonard was showered with MVP chants as he made his return to Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. He got a ring. And he got a win, ultimately helping the Clippers beat the Raptors 112-92. Kawhi Leonard finished with 23 points and 6 assists. Mo Harkless added 14 points and 7 rebounds as well. Pascal Siakam led the way for the Raptors with 24 points. In the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell, you know when he gets involved, it's going to be interesting, said that at a league meeting in Texas, the NFL will not make any judgments until the completion of the investigation regarding the New England Patriots filming the Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals game, the Bengals sideline specifically. A quote from the Patriots said, "The sole purpose of the filming was to provide an illustration of an advanced scout at work on the road." Belichick made a statement. The football team, the football staff, and the coaching staff had nothing to do with what happened. Nothing. So we have no involvement in it. Obviously, the production team was an independent contract, not involved with the New England Patriots. And Goodell has a quote saying, when asked if New England's side of the latest story is believable, Roger Goodell said, "One of the things I've learned is you don't draw conclusions until you have all the information. Once we have all the info, then we draw conclusions. We're not going to draw conclusions along the way." So it looks like we're still going to be hearing about this until the investigation ceases, and Roger Goodell is not going to make any drastic moves until all the information is available. So we will see what happens with the New England Patriots and Spygate 2.0, although I don't think it's going to be as serious as the Jets back in 2007 when they were filming the Jets, but we'll see what happens. You know, they lost a pick, a first-round pick back then, and the maximum money, I think, was $250,000 for the team. So we'll see what happens when the investigation ceases for the New England Patriots. Wide receiver for the Vikings, Adam Thielen, is likely to return this Sunday from his hamstring injury. Thielen missed the Vikings' past four games. He, ironically, is still tied for the team lead with six receiving touchdowns. Right now, he sits at 27 receptions, 391 yards in eight games. That's pretty impressive. Well, I guess it's not that impressive since he's missed a lot of the season, but it'll be nice to have Adam Thielen back in the mix this week. Thursday Night Football, guys, tonight, the New York Jets take on the Baltimore Ravens. I heard you guys were talking about it before with Lamar Jackson. They're probably going to go to Mark Ingram a little bit more, maybe a little bit more running game rather than him running himself. The Jets are right now sitting at plus 710 on the money line. The Ravens are 16.5 point favorites. The over-under is 45.5. Now, I have a question. I have Lamar Jackson on my fantasy
team.
Yeah,
I do too.
I'm very nervous with this because I don't know if I should
too.
Sit him.
I got to start him. I've got this same challenge. I have this same challenge. I own Lamar Jackson. Clearly, Lamar Jackson is part of the reason I'm in the semifinals in the first place. But I legitimately do not think he's going to play four quarters. And or I legitimately don't think the huge production of his running yards will be at play as much. But how do I sit Lamar Jackson? I ain't going to do it, Alex. I talk about you got to start your studs. You have to start Lamar Jackson. What would you feel worse? It depends. I have him in multiple leagues.
Okay.
But what would make you feel worse, Alex? That's the way I look at it. You sit Lamar Jackson and he has a normal Lamar Jackson game on your bench. Imagine yourself staring yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you start Lamar Jackson and he has a slightly worse game.
Yeah, like a solid 20 points, which isn't his ceiling.
You feel more comfortable with the latter. You would hate yourself if you decided to get too cute, sat Lamar, and he, you know, does Lamar things and you lose. You'd be kicking yourself all offseason. Start your studs, people.
What if I got Jimmy G as a backup?
I know. I had viable options as backups. I know. But listen, you can't do it because Lamar might only play 2.5 quarters, but the reason the Ravens may be up 30-7 is because of 157-yard scramble from Lamar.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens. I mean, Lamar got him there.
It's a tough spot.
It's going to be a very
tough spot. I have the same issue.
Yeah, I'd play Tannehill.
I'll see if he's on the waivers. I'll pick up Tannehill.
Tannehill's winning people leagues. Yeah. It's not a joke.
Pick his ass off.
It's not a joke.
Absolutely.
But
he won me my league last week, so we'll see what happens. But
Joe, I got to tell you a story about this, too, in our mini segment on the other side.
All right. We'll send it back to the crew on Make It Real.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour two on the grid. It is sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. Welcome in to Make It Rain as we get you ready for week 15 of the NFL season. Begins tonight with the Ravens and Jets, but plenty of intriguing matchups this weekend, all with serious implications for the playoffs and certainly division crowns. And there's a lot of jockeying for position that's going to happen here over the next 3 weeks. And, you know, Dane, you had mentioned that Lamar Jackson tonight. Do you go with him? Do you not go with him? It's a tough choice. It really is, because 17 points as a spread is telling you he probably ain't going to play with a quad injury. How much more is he going to play?
But the thing is, they expect him to have a 17-point lead. They got to score those points somehow, Joe. You know what I mean? And yep. They'll be on a little bootleg pass to Hayden Hurst or a little 13-yard Lamar Jackson scramble. It is a legitimate question. I understand that. But how are you going to feel, like I said, if you leave the MVP on your bench and he does Lamar Jackson things and you lose?
Well, you can't play him. You can't play him in your playoffs and in fantasy and not back him in the props then. You're out of your mind.
Right. You gotta go with it. If you're all in, you're all in.
Yep.
If you think he's gonna do enough for you in one context, you gotta go
Absolutely.
With him in the second
you gotta
context.
Gotta go in the other. Yep.
Joe, let me say this though. I was in 7 leagues this year, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they call me an expert, right? Out of those 7 leagues, I am in the semifinals, Joe, in 4 of them. Okay,
nice.
Over 50% rate to be one of the final 4. But check this out. In my big-time home dynasty league with all my boys and stuff, my quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. My opponent, Lamar Jackson. I own Lamar Jackson in 2 other leagues, right? So he hurts me, he helps me. Every single play he makes, I don't know if on balance is going to be good or bad. Same thing happens for me. I own Hunter Henry as my tight end in 2 of them. I'm facing Hunter Henry in 1 of them. Same kind of things with players like DeAndre Hopkins and others. So I don't even know. I just got to ride the wave, Joe.
You're not going to have – what's your choice? Yeah, right? I mean –
no, I got to play these guys.
You got to go.
But
yep.
They're my studs, and they're my opponent's studs in different leagues. So on balance, Lamar throws a pick. I don't know if it's good or bad for me.
It's going to be very hard to follow that tonight.
I know.
Very
I can't
hard.
Sweat it all out. I can't sweat it all simultaneously, Joe.
Go for
I
it.
I got to ride the wave.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a 6-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming 4th season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brown, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remind you guys as well, not only NFL Week 15 starting here tonight, yesterday had an opportunity to put down a couple of future bets and also a couple of in-game bets there on the President's Cup taking center stage right now in Australia. And I can tell you this, Tiger Woods, not only the captain, guys, he looks in mid-season form already. He single-handedly ended up winning his match there, him and Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas couldn't hit. It was terror. Thank God for Tiger. Tiger, in fact, was the only guy to actually win his match yesterday as the international team takes a 4-1 lead into today. But Great matchups coming your way. Kucher and Johnson today. Cantley, Shoffley, Reed, Simpson. The U.S. team needs some victories here today. So a little bit later, we'll take a look at some of the lines. I think it's going to be interesting to see how much Tiger uses himself as the captain. Because right. I can tell you, watching him yesterday, dude, it's a new Tiger, guys. I'm telling you right now. He's rested. He's, you know, right in time because come January, guys, it's all about the Masters. It's going to be all about the Masters and repeating. And he's putting, he's chipping. And, you know, I noticed another thing about his swing. He's not, he's swinging half the speed. And you know where the ball is, Dane? Right in the damn middle. He's putting the ball wherever he wants to put it. He's shaping it. And, you know, once his short game, and that's always the thing with Tiger, I think, was the most underrated part of his game. Yeah, he was a beast. He's running a million miles an hour. But when he was putting, was there anybody better? He was the best putter on tour for years, guys. And he looks like that guy again, only an older version. It was swinging a little bit slower and... I'm going to be interested to see if he uses himself all 4 days or if he backs off as as the captain to do some other things. Because quite honestly, he's with Justin Thomas again here today, I believe, taking on Matsuyama and An. So I think Tiger uses himself all 4 days. And you know what? He should, because he's one of the best guys out there right now.
Right. And if his performance warrants it, the only question then, Joe, and like, you know, as the captain, he also knows how to manage the health of his best player, right? So he knows if he's not feeling up to it or if he wakes up a little sore, then maybe he doesn't use himself. But on the merits of performance, yeah, it's all good. And it's the same thing, Joe. You know how like a CC Sabathia, like a Tom Glavin. Right. As they get older, right, they don't rely on what used to be their fastball. They become the crafty lefty. Right. And it's more about location. It's more about the mental aspect of it. And that's the same thing you're talking about with Tiger's swing. Right. He knows, let me not swing it. It's not about club speed for me right now because I don't want to put torque on the back. But. Yep. I am good and smart enough to know how to play, you know, how to play the wind, how to shape my shots, how to put it right in the middle to give me my approach. And that's, you know, that works out just as well.
Yeah. A lot of people I know that laid the -345 to back Team USA, who this isn't Ryder Cup, by the way, President's Cup. The U.S. is owned, like just owned over the years. So it's not the Ryder Cup, but it, -345. A lot of people were laying that and thought it was easy money. You're down 4-1 heading into today. But the good part is, because it's in Australia, none of these matches start till 7 o'clock tonight. So you guys can actually hop on during the day and have a little something to watch tonight if you get bored of the Jets and Ravens, which I'm fairly certain you're going to be rather quickly. Now, we had also mentioned some of the matchups here this week in the NFL, Week 15, and you know, kudos. We give them a lot of crap, these schedulers, but they did a great job in the final 3 weeks of matching up divisional games that are going to mean a whole lot, Dane. And there certainly are. And we mentioned Ryan Tannehill, and we were laughing.
Yeah,
but Tannehill he's got two very important games out of the next 3 weeks. And one of them starts on Sunday with Houston. It's the first time they're going to play him. They're going to have to play him again before it's all said and done. And you want to talk about two teams going in opposite directions, Jekyll and Hyde. Drew Locke lit up Houston like nobody's business. And while they were able to score a bunch of empty netters in the second half, if Drew Locke can do that to that defense, I'd be a little concerned. I love Deshaun Watson. Don't get me wrong. He shows up in big games. But there's only so much he can do if your defense is going to allow a guy, a rookie, to light you up like he did. And Drew Locke looked like he'd been in the league 20 years. What he channeled his inner John Elway, dude. Like, you got to be kidding me with what he did. But you know what? I think that's the problem with this defense, isn't it, Dane? They can get lit up in the secondary like nobody's business. What the hell is Tannehill going to do to him?
So, yes, that's true. But I bring up Exhibit B, Joe. You know, you're right. Drew Locke carved them up. You're right. Absolutely. Just look what happened just 6 days before that, though. Mm-hmm. They frustrated Tom Brady, who has been in the league for 20 years, remember? And right after that Sunday night game, what was the conversation? That they were able to frustrate Tom Brady, that they were able to stifle them. And we were talking about, hey, the Houston Texans have like four first or second round draft picks in the secondary, and maybe it turned a corner. Then they laid an egg against the Denver Broncos. So you're right. They could show up and look like, you know, and didn't they dress up both times, right? Like the Houston Texans defense mm-hmm. is now dressing up together, right? Like they were the dodgeball guys one week. They were like the I don't know, like the shield kind of with bulletproof vest, whatever. It, you know, I don't know, Joe. Literally in the last 2 weeks, I've seen them look like world beaters and stifling Tom Brady. And then on the other side of the fence, I saw them make a first-year kid look like a veteran. So I don't know, Joe.
It's so hard to look at this team because I look at Tennessee and I say, listen, yes, I know they looked great against Tom Brady, but Tom Brady's got no offense, got no offensive line. He's got no running game. That's not Tennessee. Tennessee has got a running game. Oh, yeah, and Tennessee has got some weapons now that are being utilized because of a quarterback can get the ball in his hands.
A.J. Brown.
And it's kind of exactly what Denver, you know, Denver's got a running game. The question was Drew Lock going to be able to get the ball into some people's hands? And they reared its ugly head. I think J.J. Watt is a bigger loss for this defense than guys give it credit for. Now, he's still hoping to be able to come back. But the Texans were also in a letdown spot. Let's face it. You won that big game against, you know, New England. Like, Denver comes into town. Great defense.
Yeah.
But damn, dude, you've got to. This is a tough pill here. Having Tennessee now, the line I think is where it. Right. What is it? Houston three now.
I see two and a half.
So it's 2.5.
Yeah, Tennessee minus 2.5. 50.5 is your total over on FanDuel.
The defense is Tennessee, by the way, during Tannehill's resurgence here.
Right.
They have beaten the 31st, 15th, 29th, and 13th defense. So a kind of a mix of a little bit of everything. But my word, Tannehill has just been I don't even know what to say, man. I mean, we always thought he'd be good, and we keep waiting
really
for
great.
The shoe to drop. Is it going to drop? I don't know that it's going to drop. It's amazing what a quarterback with confidence can do.
Yeah, you're right. And they do. I will say this. You're right. They have been playing lesser competition in this stretch, the Titans, right, in terms of defensively. But you got to give it to them. I mean, the man, they're averaging 30 points a game. They're 5-1 or 6-1 with him under center. So I understand that this may represent a step up in class. But both these two teams also, Joe, they will see each other twice in the last 3 weeks of the season. The AFC South will be decided by this, much like people think that Week 16 Eagles-Cowboys game is going to decide the division. This will be the same. Here's what I'm going to say, though, honestly. And you point at J.J. Watt. Everyone's talking about Ryan Tannehill. Joe, honestly, though, Derrick Henry for this Tennessee Titan team. I think that is where it should be starting, right? The same way I talk about how Todd Gurley is really the linchpin for the Rams and what they can do. Right. The same way I've been talking about how Jordan Howard is so important to what this Philadelphia offense can do. Joe, Derrick Henry over the last 4 weeks has been like over 130 and a touchdown every week. Once with like 188 and a touchdown. This guy is really, I think, the lead dog and what makes this offense what it's been over the last month and a half.
Good oil and water combination back there with Lewis and Henry. It's really it's
JJ
a tough
Watt,
combo, man. It's tough combination for them to have to go up against Houston. So, I don't know. Deshaun Watson. So close. Can he get there?
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle and focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
All right, time for you guys to get in the game. If you haven't done so already, head over to DraftKings. Get yourself an account opened up, because if you're listening or watching this show right now, you can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. And it's fairly simple. You just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account, make the deposit, and place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, this offer eligible for all users, new users. You guys get a risk-free bet of up to $200. You just got to head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That is sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And a couple of these other games here, week 15 this weekend, that are going to prove to be very interesting and also much needed for some teams on their quest to make the postseason. I find this one to be a little fascinating because there are a few dogs on the card here this week, I think are live dogs. And they're games that matter to teams playing in them. And you don't have to look any further than the Minnesota Vikings at the Chargers. And the Chargers, boy, they looked good last week, didn't they? Taking on that Jacksonville team. Listen, we know they got weapons. We know they've gotten healthier, certainly on the defensive side of the ball. They can go toe-to-toe when they are playing. When they're on, they can score with the best of them.
Sure.
And that defense now, that they've been able to actually kind of come together and finally are healthy.
Derwin
James. That's a tough-ass defense to play against. And we also know Minnesota, listen, they're trying to catch Green Bay. They got everything in front of them. If there's a look-ahead spot I've ever seen, this is one of them. And, oh, yeah, not like they're the same team on the road that they are at home, Dane. And that's a bit concerning, not to mention they're on the road as a favorite. Not that the Chargers are a great home team. But they are a great team when they're a dog in this particular spot. They're 7-2-1 against the number in their last 10 games when they're getting points. They're getting points, and they're at home. And boy, oh boy, they seem to finally be clicking. We knew they had this. It was just a matter of could they put it together. It looks like they finally last week have been able, they might have found something. Plus, they got nothing to lose, which would scare me if I was Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you were saying there, especially the home road balance for these two particular teams, Joe, right? The Minnesota Vikings are one of the biggest home road differences in terms of their performance, especially on the defensive side, in my opinion. But I was going to answer back with that exact thing. It's not like the Chargers have a home field advantage, though, you know, to kind of exploit that or to have the crowd noise or whatever the case may be. Here's my question back for you. I think when you're talking about, we all believed in the Chargers personnel, we knew if they were clicking, right? That's what, yes, I believe you. I agree with you. I've been a Chargers backer and truther for the better part of 3 years. My question is this, Joe. Remember 2 weeks ago when there was like that report that Philip Rivers could get benched, right? Mm-hmm. Well, last week, after that report, he went out and had his best game of the season. He didn't throw a pick. He threw for 300 yards, and the Chargers put up, I believe, 35 on the road at Jacksonville last week, right? They looked like we thought they would. Do you think, like, I don't know, that report, the threat of him getting benched, do you think Phillip Rivers, like, was it a swift kick in his butt? Did that matter? Is that real? Does that have staying power? Is Phillip Rivers now inspired to keep his job? And is that really the big difference?
Well, he was amazing last week. And, yeah, right. You know, sometimes you got to motivate guys in a little different ways.
And we talked, they have a great roster, right? Yep, we were like, absolutely. The problem is Phillip Rivers. And so maybe Phillip Rivers turns it around a little bit. And the Chargers are back to mostly the dynamic offense we expected of them.
They have 8 losses, guys. 1 by 2 points, 3 by 3, and 4 by 7, all within one score. And they've also, by the way, I think they've gone 4-0-1 against the number in their 5 wins that they have had this year.
Right.
And they keep it close enough. I mean, they keep it close enough to be
just
able to put themselves
close enough
distance.
So that Phillip Rivers' interception is heartbreaking.
But Minnesota is not the team that they are not in good form right now. Their last 3 games, guys, have been they needed a ridiculous comeback to win in Denver. They had they lost in Seattle, and they beat a Lions team at home that's like playing a high school team. So congratulations there. And oh, by the way, wasn't like you blew them out. 20-7? I mean, so this is not they're not in great form while they are and capable of doing things. Thielen does look like he might be back for this game this week. But, man, it's you look at this game and go, there's nothing easy about this game for Minnesota. You don't just circle Minnesota. There's a live dog in this game, and it's the Chargers.
Absolutely. I just don't know. The Chargers are so inconsistent, and that inconsistency is based on Phillip Rivers slinging it, right? Does he throw the pick, or does, like, Mike Williams come up with the 50-50 ball? Like, that's literally what it's about. Because Rivers, much like, say, a Ryan Tannehill, Joe, will sling it out there. And yes, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, Melvin Gordon. There is no shortage of dynamic playmakers. The defense, Bosa and Ingram forcing pressure. You know, Derwin James, Casey Haywood. Yeah, they have talent. This comes down to, will Phillip Rivers, be like on some YOLO and just throw it up there? Or is it the Rivers that we've seen last week, we've seen in the past, and is a borderline Hall of Famer? That is the question. Which Phillip Rivers do we get? And you can make a case for anywhere on that continuum.
Phillip Rivers doesn't scare me. What Kirk Cousins am I going to get scares me,
right?
Because I don't know what Kirk Cousins I'm getting on the road. I can tell you the last 3 weeks, it's not like this football team is humming along here. Not to mention, you can't have it both ways. You can't have look ahead games for one team and then not the other. There is no bigger matchup for Minnesota than next Monday night Green Bay. And it's huge. Not to mention, again, one of the most profitable teams when they're getting points have been the Chargers here, man. 7-2-1 against the number in the last 10, where they're a dog, and they're a dog at home coming off one of their best games of the year. There's a lot of positives happening, and nothing to lose because they already know they're done. So they're right now, you got guys playing to just be, stick it to other teams.
Yeah, and stuff like that. This smells to me, and listen, when we talk about angles and stats and trends, I'm not about to say any of that. Joe, this just smells to me like Minnesota coming in there and laying an egg. Am I crazy?
Nope.
It just feels like all of a sudden they need this Kirk Cousins in a place where they can. It just feels like they defecate the mattress on this one.
Yep. Thielen will help, but it is one of these spots, guys, that you got to keep an eye on, especially this time of year.
But this can also be Phillip Rivers thrown for 350 and putting up 35 points. It really, who knows?
There is absolutely no bigger letdown spot on the card this week than what the 49ers are about to encounter here at home, taking on the Atlanta Falcons. Again, a team, nothing to lose, finally healthy, weapons all around, and the 49ers, who basically are trying to limp here towards the finish line and not lose any more people, any more starters on either side of the ball here, they are coming off no bigger win than what they just did there in New Orleans, a costly win, but They knocked off the Saints. They got the inside track to the number one. They come home. It's 11 damn points. 11 points is what they're laying here. And yeah, I look at this team here. Of course, the Falcons, former, you know, offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, you know, coming in there. This is a tough spot for the Niners. It's an absolute impossible spot. Just like Houston laid the egg against Denver, coming off of that emotional win there against New England. Yeah. It's the same thing here, guys. And you're talking about a double-digit spread with a team that's got a laundry list of guys banged up and hurt here. This reeks of backdoor by the Falcons. Reeks of it.
It does. And, Joe, it's not just last week for these Niners, right? Like, the last, month has been a huge stretch for them. Right. Yep. Think about the physicality, not only of the New Orleans game. Right. Right before that was Baltimore in the rain. Right.
Yep.
They've just had that overtime war against Seattle in the last month as well. Like, at what point do the chickens come home to roost? You know, is it this Atlanta team? The one reason I think San Fran wins but doesn't cover, Joe. Right. OK, I think this is one where, like, Atlanta puts a scare in them early. You know, Atlanta puts a scare in them early. Maybe it's 10-10 at halftime. But I do think, because of what we've said, what Lorenzo Neal has told us, like, San Fran, though, because they could do it passing, because they could do it defense, because they could do it running, I think they may get a scare, but I think they ultimately win the game. I do think Atlanta's live with a 10.5 or 11. I can see San Fran getting scared straight and then coming through in the second half.
Final two games, again, look-ahead situation here, guys. Yeah. They got the Rams in Seattle. And, yeah, they're banged up. It's just an awful spot for them. And you've
got
this
Saints
team
in their ass,
in.
Too, for the home field.
Yeah. You know, any which way you cut it, in the past five games after, you know, starting the season 1-7, that defense has – they've made some adjustments. And that Atlanta defense has absolutely looked a million times better. So you couple that, the fact where you've got a, you know, a healthy running back now. You got your running game. You got those two lunatics on the outside with Ridley and Hooper's back. Like, this
– Well, Ridley's on IR.
This is a bad this is a bad spot for him. It's just a bad, bad spot for him. So I – 11 points, I'd be happier in single digits. But, you know, that double-digit situation, all three of these spots are just brutal for those teams that should win, need to win. But, you know, you're going up against some of these teams here. You got a Tennessee team that is absolutely on fire. You know, you got a team licking their wounds here in Houston. You've got a Chargers team who's got nothing to lose as an underdog at home going against the Minnesota team who can't seem to put it together. And now you give me double digits against the 49ers?
We saw Miami beat Philly recently. We saw Washington beat Carolina recently. You can't just pencil in wins for these teams.
Amen, man. Amen. Yep. Very interesting this week on the card. We'll take a look at a few more of these spotlight games coming up on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, New York Jets, Ravens, tonight to start to week 15 of the NFL season, a week that's pretty important for a lot of teams. We just gave you a couple of very interesting live dogs here coming up. Yeah. Some of these games, terrible spots for some of these teams. I mean, really terrible spots there. And, you know, when you look at this Jets-Ravens game here tonight, Dane, it's really all about, I think it's two halves here, and it might almost be a game best bet live, in fact, so you can get a feel for what's going on. The under is definitely something, of course, that we have preached about in these primetime games, and the number is at 17, 16 and a half, 17 here, guys. It continues to get up. All the bets continue to come in. The Jets have 9 pages of injuries. And it's not like Lamar and company aren't a little banged up as well. So what happens, I think, in the first half is going to be huge to determine what happens in the second half. So maybe even a second half wager might be coming down the pike here after you see what happens in the first and make the decision. But I do think that I think Baltimore, I'm fairly confident Baltimore goes into the half with a lead. Is it going to be 8 points? Is it going to be 8.5? I know they're going to have the lead. Are they going to be 23.5 points scored in the first half of this game? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think this is going to be a little tight early on. It'll probably open up a little bit more in the second half. But if you think it's, you know, it's going to be 21-0 by the time they head into the second quarter, then, you know, then A, you've probably got the over. You know, this is definitely correlate your stuff here. Like Dana, we'd mentioned earlier, if you got Lamar in your fantasy leagues here tonight, if you're starting Lamar Jackson, then all over his props, guys.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it. You either think it's going or you don't. Right.
Or you don't. You can't mix and match here. It's got to be all together. If they maybe, and I don't know, do you put it past it? Maybe the leg injury wasn't nearly as bad as everyone. You know what I mean? Maybe a little baiting going on. Would you put that past Harbaugh? I wouldn't. Maybe he's a lot healthier than given, you know, than we've been led to believe. So you could get, you know, Lamar Jackson 100% out there who lights him up one way or the other.
But he still is only playing 3 quarters if he lights him up.
Yeah. And how close is it? I mean, and backdoor at 17 points, guys, is always available. It's always an option. It's almost to the point, Dane, where if you're going to sprinkle a little something on this game, you might as well sprinkle the 17 damn points because that's always possible. If it's a blowout, boom. If it's close, you still win.
Right. I'd buy the point, to be honest, Joe. I might buy the point.
I think it'll get there. I think
okay,
it'll
cool.
Get,
well, right now,
beg and scream, but it'll get
right
there.
Now, the plus 16 and a half that I'm showing at FanDuel is carrying minus 120, Joe.
Yeah. So it's,
you know, so just wait a few more hours, right?
Yep.
Just wait a few more hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what happens right before kickoff, all the big bets come in. It might be 17 and a half.
That's when the money comes in, right. So I'll wait, or, Joe, or, and I've made this point all the time when we're doing on in-game live. Joe, in-game, they don't give a damn about the key numbers, it seems like.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll zoom past 17 real quick in-game. Okay, and it may not even be like if the Jets just go three and out right away on the first drive, you know, or Lamar, or if they get a field goal, the Ravens, like this will go past 17 real quick. So if that's like the key number threshold for you and the way you're capping this and with a backdoor cover, just hold tight. It'll get there. It'll get there.
It's a game that with that kind of big, and again, 44 and a half, it's not exactly a monster total here, Dan. You know what I mean? It's it's got to, I think that gets 30, to 45, 14. Too.
Yep. They're telling you this game is going to be 31-14. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good, serious consideration there for value there, not only taking the points, but looking at the under, certainly in the first half. And again, keeping in mind, guys, that it's been one of the most profitable bets for primetime games all damn year, back in the unders here on these, especially the Thursday night. What's the weather there, Dane, by the way? What's the weather up by you guys?
It's not bad. I mean, this game is in Baltimore, but it was like nasty, rainy, sleety, snowy the last couple of days, but that finally broke. It's sunny. It's sunny and nice out here today. I don't know if that's the case in Baltimore, though. Yeah, cold is one thing. Yeah, well, Ben O'Brien, calm down. It's not about cold. You know, like these guys
are
playing.
Is it windy
cold.
Or no?
No, it's nice.
It's not getting any wind along those lines. All right, the weather is not going to play a factor. Yep, weather is not going to play a factor. But it might play a factor in the Sunday night game between Buffalo and Pittsburgh, where not only, as Ben O'Brien says, it's going to be cold, it is also going to be pretty damn windy. And there seems to be a lot of snow in this forecast, which I think is great. And it's worth pointing out, too, guys, that snow doesn't mean under. Snow actually means over in a lot of cases. This number is down to 36.5, 37 in some places. And the feeling is that, oh, it's snowing. These teams are. No, what snowing means is that defensive secondary members, guys lose their footing. And guess who goes untouched into end zones? That would be because they know where they're going. Cutting.
They the guys know, who know where they're cutting, going. Right. And not having to react. So, yes.
Yeah. So snow games, I love snow games because, you know, people hammer the under in that situation because they think, nah, nobody's going to score. Well, just because they're not passing the ball, you know, 90 yards downfield, Dane, doesn't mean that guys aren't going to go untouched and fly into the end zone because defenders, they're slipping and sliding all over the place, guys, losing their footing. So I love this game. I think it's they saved the best for the Sunday night. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch this. I do think I'm leaning to the over right off the bat, Dane, because even if the weather comes, I do think there's going to be some opportunities for both these offenses to get some possible easy scores and field position. I think both these defenses could set each other up to have some short field, so to speak.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, it is a real low total, Joe. It's 36 and a half right now on FanDuel. And what I'll also say, I don't know how much this rates for you, Joe, but it does look like we may have James Conner and Juju Smith-Schuster back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing, right? Because Juju doesn't have much chemistry or at least much experience with Duck. You know what I mean? They haven't played together much because it was Mason Rudolph back then or Big Ben when Juju was still there. Juju's missed the last 3 or 4 weeks, and that's been much of the duck hunting, right? James Conner as well. So if you believe that that is a big boost for the Steelers offense, I don't know how that impacts you. But remember also, Joe, no one's scoring 20 points on the Buffalo Bills, right? We've been seeing that. The Lamar Jackson and the Ravens didn't do much against the Buffalo Bills. So I could see this being a low total. I will say this also, though, Joe, in fantasy, okay, you're right. The idea that the game may go over because of the total, but in fantasy, things like snow, because even if you give up some points, there still could be turnovers and sacks and sloppy play, which still profiles for fantasy defense. Points may be scored, but I still like turnovers and sacks and things of that nature, which scores for the fantasy defense as well.
We always talk about buy low, sell high, and it's something to think about here, guys, because there is certainly going to be one team on the board this weekend that is prime to buy. I just don't know if you're confident enough to do it, Dane, but is it time to buy low right now on the Dallas Cowboys and sell high on the Rams here coming in? It's because it's setting up that way, you know, for sure. And Cowboys at home look like they're getting a point now. A point hasn't moved at all. Are the Rams still favored?
I see it plus one, yeah.
Okay, so if there's no better time, if you're going to buy a team, we talk about it all the time, buy low, sell high. The Rams, they've all figured it out now. The Rams, everything's coming together. Dallas is terrible, lost their last three games. This reeks of buying the Cowboys at this particular point, does it not?
It does. It does. Unfortunately, though, Joe, I'm one of those believers. Like, I've said to you what I believe are actual demonstrable things that are different with the Rams offense. They are doing more power, the double teams up front. They are giving Gurley the ball more. They're even doing different personnel groups to show that they even want to be a little bit more physical.
Right.
So for me, that's not just like, I'm pointing to literal X's and O's things that are different, Joe. You know what I mean? So it's not just for me a narrative. It's like actual scheme that's different and has been fruitful and successful for them. Yeah. So that's why I do sort of believe in these Rams. I really do.
Yeah.
But you're right in terms of the buy low, sell high piece of it, right? Because the Cowboys are a dumpster fire. Garrett's on his way out, all that stuff. And this is perfectly the time when they're like, you know what? We'll actually give Zeke the ball 27 times, right? I could see that. But I do appreciate, like, and believe in what I'm seeing in the Rams over the last two or three weeks, because there's real changes in the way they play offense.
Also, real changes in one game. And, of course, we'll make our picks and everything tomorrow, guys. Sure. But you got to look at this Bears-Packers game and look at where the line opened and where it's going right now, Dan. You talk about buying low and, selling high. The Bears are... Talk about a different team. Like, the Rams have made a turnaround here, have they not? I don't know if you've bought into what's going on here with Chicago, but I can tell you it opened up at 7 for the Packers, and it's been down to 5, 4.5, 5. So somebody's buying what's going on here with the Bears.
Yeah, I buy this less. I buy the Bears less than what I'm saying in the Rams, okay? And yes, Mitchell Trubisky put it in my eye. And yes, they're letting Mitchell Trubisky use his legs a little bit more, which I think is important and would be one of these, like, demonstrable changes I'm talking about. But I believe in what I'm seeing with the Rams a little bit more than what I'm seeing with the Bears. I still do not necessarily fully trust Mitchell Trubisky. And for this one, it's more that I do believe in the Packers more than I believe in, say, the Cowboys, that other opponent, right? I do believe the Packers will ultimately be the NFC North Divisional Champions, and they need to win this one at home in order to do so. This is more me believing in Aaron Rodgers and the Packers over time and what we've seen of them growing throughout the season than believing in the small changes I may be seeing in the Bears.
This is just one of those games right now. They got Minnesota on deck, so they need to take care of the Bears, the Packers. They need to I'm sure they'll be rooting for the Falcons too to knock down the 49ers here, but if they want any hope of a game at Lambeau and maybe a first round bye there, they got to beat the Bears.
Exactly.
They got to start with the Bears and you know, I think Minnesota, we talked about Minnesota in this game here. Minnesota loses this game, they're a lot less of a threat next week than what we thought they might be. So this is a huge game for the Packers. Huge.
If Minnesota loses and the Rams win.
Yes.
Do the Rams overtake the Vikings?
I think they're tied and then it's whatever the tiebreaker is.
I don't know the tiebreakers. Right. Fair enough. But like, listen.
But it changes the narrative.
Absolutely. And the idea for me that can the Rams go into Dallas and win with the state of the Cowboys? They can. It's a 1-point spread, so we know that's a coin flip. And we've been talking about Minnesota going into the potential for them laying an egg with the Chargers. Maybe Rivers found something, right? So we could wake up on Monday with the Rams and the Vikings being what I believe would be 9-5 with two games left to play and in a race for what would probably be that 6th seed.
crazy. It's it could, a lot of these games big time here this weekend, and of course we'll break them all down tomorrow. But tonight, Dane, Jets, Ravens, where you going? What side you doing? You start Lamar? You not start Lamar? What are you doing?
And first of all, I should tell you the line moved in the last 10 minutes, so it's 15.5. It's moving the other way.
Get some money. Get some money.
15.5. I ain't touching it, Joe. Sam Darnold over 33.5 attempts. That's all I'm giving out on.
Give me the J-E-T-S, Jets to lose. Give me the backdoor cover, Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
nobody better, apparently, at backdoors than Sam Darnold, I hear. Especially after wins.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change, like...
So this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And I don't wanna miss a
thing. It's funny because Lamar Jackson has taken so much of the publicity and so many of the headlines that it's amazing how nobody's talking about just how good the Ravens defense became after week 7 when Marcus Peters came over and they got healthy again in that secondary. Cause you guys remember early on, you know, the first 5-6 weeks of the season, that secondary was abysmal. They were getting torched left and right. I mean, they couldn't stop anybody. And then all of a sudden they really started to come into their own. In fact, since Marcus Peters has showed up, they've held opponents to fewer than 170 passing yards. And I believe 5-6 touchdown interception to ratio in 4 of the 7 games since. So they have been picking the ball off. They've been creating havoc, and teams have been finding it very difficult to be able to pass on them. Now, part of that also is because the Ravens play from ahead. Which forces teams to have to drop back and pass. So I don't know that the Jets are going to be able to. To me, the over hits if the Jets get out to a lead. If the Jets can somehow, something happens where they're up 10-0 or, you know, something along those lines, then the over is definitely something to consider. But if the Ravens get out to a lead like they do most of the time,
then it gets away from them.
Then it's just going to milk the clock. Then they're just going to go ahead and, you know, there's nothing exciting.
Then
the Ravens,
I wouldn't expect. The Jets. Yep.
Right. It, you know, the Jets are going to have to drop back. And then I would not expect, even more importantly, I would not expect the Ravens to, you know, I don't see them dropping him back 40 times in the game to work on things in order to get crushed with Greg Williams, no less, over there on the sideline. So I do think the under, if you can get them out in front early, the unders is in all likelihood. Now, in the first half under, I think, is 23.5. I'd almost look at that and expect the Ravens to probably get out to a early lead. And then if it's going to get out of hand, it's going to get out of hand in the second half.
Yeah, the first half total is 23.5, as you mentioned, at least on FanDuel. And I got to tell you something, Joe. I agree with you in terms of, like, the narrative and the game flow and what we're projecting. Mm-hmm. So let me offer a corollary bet for you, Joe. Sam Darnold, prop bets. Ooh. His passing total is 222.5. I think they're going to be in a position where in that second half, you're right, it is going to be Sam Darnold dropping back, right?
Sure,
and I think that may be a little bit of prevent, a little bit of soft underneath, right? So I would look at some of these Sam Darnold passing props, 222.5.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.